The audio broadcasting equivalent of public access TV. It's the I Can't Complain podcast.
The grand scheme of things, I can't complain.
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 Can't complain. Can't complain.
Who's gonna complain? Huh? Him?
I'm gonna sit here and complain.
For the final time in 2023, welcome to the show. My name is John. I'm feeling good. I didn't fuck around this year. I bought myself a Christmas gift. I didn't rely on my friends and my family to get me what I really wanted this year. I went out and I got it myself, goddammit. I bought a top hat. I'm a top hat man now. I'm wearing a top hat on a regular basis. I've adopted it as part of my personality. And all throughout 2024, you'll see me out in public and you'll say, "Who's that weird freak with a top hat on?" Oh wait, that's John. That's one of his personas now. He enjoys wearing top hats. You're damn right I enjoy wearing top hats. Now, I will admit that it's totally impractical. I can't wear it while I record because the headphones don't fit on over the hat. I also can't wear the hat while I drive because there's not enough room between my head and the top of the car. The hat doesn't fit. You can't wear it while you're driving. Evidently, if you start wearing top hats, you have to trade your car in for a covered wagon. Well, not even a covered wagon, because it's covered. You have to have an open-aired wagon. That's the only way that you're going to be able to move about town and wear this hat. I had it on out in public yesterday, and I had strangers just wandering up to me and offering me used wagon wheels. Like, "Can you use this wagon tongue? Because we don't have a use for it anymore. But you look like you've come straight off of the Oregon Trail. This looks like something that you need in your life. Do you need a used wagon wheel?" And I said, "I'm not on the Oregon Trail. I just enjoy the hat. Let me wear what I want to wear." It's fancy as fuck, though. I can't deny that. It's got a feather in it. I have a feather in my cap. Not just figuratively anymore. I literally have a feather in my cap. I don't know how this tradition of putting a feather in your cap got started. I don't know if that's a thing where, you know, you're on the Oregon Trail and you see a couple Indians, you pull off and steal a few feathers from them. I don't know how this whole tradition got started. But I gotta tell you guys, the newfound confidence that I feel, I look good when I'm out in public. I've never looked good when I've been out in public before. I've looked like a slob, a schlep, a bozo, a moron. I'm used to looking like those things, but I'm not used to looking good, and now I look good. The confidence that this hat has given me, it's gone to my head. The hat itself, it's black, it's got a maroon band around the outside, it's got the feather in it. The feather's a key component because it gives it an aristocratic touch. I look like I walk straight out of Red Dead Redemption and I'm looking for the nearest brothel to visit. No bullshit, as soon as I got this hat, I started shopping around for pocket watches. That's the type of look that I'm going for in 2024. And frankly, there's nothing that you can do to stop me. How tall is the hat? Hey, Jessica. It's probably about, 6 inches tall. I can't even wear it when I drive. It's too big.
Yeah, it's too big. That's not 6 inches, man. That's like 2.5 inches. This isn't the first time that you've drastically overestimated measurements.
Oh, you're talking about my penis, are you? Get the fuck out of here. Talking about my penis during the holiday season. All that I'm saying before I was rudely interrupted is I have this top hat now. I'll be wearing the top hat. When you see me out and I'm wearing the top hat, don't be surprised. It's part of my new look. Things are getting weird in 2024. I actually bought the hat last week when I was in Asheville, North Carolina, which is basically a hippie commune in the mountains. A bunch of hippies live there, and I bought the hat, and I said to myself, "Well, I don't look out of place now." And then as soon as I left Asheville, I said, "Yep, I look out of place again." It was one of those situations where my friend and I, we were just going through various shops, and I joked about a top hat, and I put it on, and she said, "You know what? That looks right on you." And then I looked in the mirror. I said, "I'll be damned if it doesn't look good on me. I look good. This is the new me. I'm a top hat man now." But we were in Asheville. We were seeing Jim Gaffigan there. I don't know if you guys know who Jim Gaffigan is. He's a comedian. He's been performing for decades now, I guess. The show was fine. He's clearly a professional. It's mostly clean comedy. He made a joke at one point about going to the Biltmore, which is a huge house in Asheville. It's basically a mansion with room after room after room. Poor people like going there so they can envision what they'll never have in their lives. But towards the end of Jim Gaffigan said he made a comment about how it's only old white people that visit the Biltmore. And I don't know if only old white people live in Asheville, but I took a good long look around at the comedy show we were at. It was only old white people. I said, they must be bussing them over straight from the mansion to the comedy show. But I didn't need Jim to mention that there were only white people there because I had already realized that as soon as we arrived, we sat down and we started to watch the people that filtered in. And I played a game with my friend. She was sitting next to me. I said, let's play a game called Spot the Minority because I'm getting way too uncomfortable with all these whites flocking in here right now. I get uncomfortable when it's only white people in a room. She started looking around, though, and she said, you know what? I don't think I can find any. And I said, that's a problem. There was no security when we entered this facility. Somebody's going to break out a gun and somebody's shooting somebody. I don't trust groups of white people. It looked like I had wandered into a Hobby Lobby.
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but when do I go on? I got the elves and the band out here patiently waiting.
Why the hell do you have elves out there?
Well, for the Christmas episode.
Jessica, that was last week. We already did a Christmas episode.
Yeah, but you're recording this on Christmas.
We record them a day early. It's released the day after Christmas. This isn't the Christmas episode. Don't you remember we gave you the gifts last week? You got industrial strength lubricant.
Yeah, it didn't do it for me. I'll be honest, it didn't do it for me.
Yeah, you tried to get off during the show and then you ended up starting a fire with the lubricant.
All right, I'll send them home, I guess, but they're not going to like it. The elves are not in a good mood around this time of year. Go home, boys. Christmas is canceled. He's ruined Christmas again this year.
I didn't ruin Christmas, Jessica. Now, if you'll excuse me, we need to get on with the regular show.
All right, go ahead. Pound it out, homeboy.
Don't say pound it out, Jessica.
Pound it out.
And off she goes, probably back to the Hobby Lobby to get some more industrial strength lubricant. I can't stand the Hobby Lobby. I don't think I've ever addressed that here on the show. I don't have a problem with white people, and I don't have a problem with Christians. But I do have a problem with white Christians at the Hobby Lobby. Have you ever been in the Hobby Lobby? It's the most depressing place on earth. It's just a bunch of white people wearing khakis holding Bibles, trying to buy art supplies. You can go inside of a Hobby Lobby at any point of any day, and you'll find a born-again Christian just wandering around looking for a hot glue gun. And you might say he's joking. John's joking. That's what he does on the show. He tells jokes. I do tell jokes on the show, but sometimes I'm serious. And right now, I'm being serious. I cannot stand the Hobby Lobby. But as much as I'd like to pretend like I wouldn't fit in at the Hobby Lobby, I would. I'd fit right in at the Hobby Lobby because I wear khaki pants on a regular basis. If you've ever been to the Hobby Lobby, you'll find lots of people there coming straight from church. They're dressed just a little bit nicer than they need to be dressed. They're wearing khaki pants and they think they're hot shit. Now, just to clarify, wearing an $18 pair of khaki pants doesn't make you sophisticated and it doesn't make you special, but it is easy to fool other people into thinking that you're sophisticated and special if you just throw on a pair of nicely pressed khakis. I have a theory the reason why khaki pants demand some sort of respect, and I didn't do any research to back this up, but from my memory, khaki pants had their heyday in the 1990s. They were very popular then, so if you're still rocking khaki pants in the year 2023, people are going to say to themselves, oh, he's been wearing these pants for 30 years. This is a grown-ass man. He enjoys khakis. And I'll be honest with you guys, I don't own a whole closet full of khakis. I just own one pair. One pair is really all you need. I'd go as far as to say, entering the new year, if there's one piece of advice that I could give you, pick up a pair of khaki pants in 2024. Wear your khakis because there's going to be opportunities that you'll be able to take advantage of wearing those pants that you wouldn't have had if you would have worn any other pants. You cannot get shit done in jeans in 2024. Leave your jeans at home. Wear your goddamn khakis out. Sometimes I'll be out. I'll just be cruising around wearing my khakis, feeling good, and I'll stop off at a used car lot and I'll just wheel and deal for a few hours off the clock. I'm not even being paid or compensated. I'm just there for the morale boost. I keep a blazer in the trunk and I'll whip that blazer out of the trunk and I'll throw it on and I'll close a few deals. Do you know how empowering that is to not even work for an establishment and you're selling their cars out from under them? I'll walk into the offices at the dealership and I'll do a hostile takeover. I don't give a fuck. I'll go up to the biggest, baddest salesman and I'll tell him, look at these pants. Look at my numbers. I've sold 3 cars today. I've sold 3 cars off your lot. This is my office now. I'll start walking around tearing those Salesman of the Year photographs off the wall and I'm putting up my picture. It's just me in a top hat wearing my khaki pants. And I'm sorry to yell. I'm sorry to get so excited. I just get hyped up about selling other people's cars. I've given away more 2002 Pontiac Sunfires than Bob Barker did. All I'm saying is a pair of khaki pants and a blazer and you can get a lot of shit done in the year 2024. And by the way, you hear those commercials for the auto dealerships where they say no credit check? You catch me on a car lot and I can guarantee you there's no goddamn credit check. Just look me in the eyes, make me an offer, and I'll give you the keys. Sometimes people say, well, I'm on the fence. Those are a nice pair of khaki pants you have there. That's a beautiful blazer, but you know, I just don't know if I see myself in this car. And then I'll take out the top hat and I'll put it on. And they say to themselves, God damn, I got to buy a car from this guy. Look at this son of a bitch. We'll be right back. Friends, it's John here for Pure Russian Rainwater. Once upon a time in Russia, there was a young boy who had everything going for him in life. A young boy who enjoyed Russian caviar, Russian vodka, all the fine Russian delicacies, but he knew there was something missing in his life. When he was 8 years old, he left home and he wandered down to the market in St. Petersburg, Russia, and he found Pure Russian Rainwater. Only the purest would do from that point forward. That boy grew into a man, and that man started a podcast. And that podcast is the one you're listening to right now. That boy was me. I was that boy. I was looking for something in life that I couldn't find. I couldn't find it in another person. I couldn't find it in a spiritual entity. I had to find it. The only way that you can find true happiness is finding a case of Pure Russian Rainwater. 2024 is not going to be any better than 2023 unless you go out and you pick up a case. So pick up a case today. Pure Russian Rainwater, the dictator's choice since 1997.
God damn, you're going to have a heart attack. Calm down.
I just love the water so much, Jessica.
It's good. It's the only thing worth living for in 2024. Pick up a case.
Pure Russian Rainwater. The original small batch Russian rainwater. Drink up. I do feel a little lightheaded after yelling about Pure Russian Rainwater. That sponsorship is going to kill me. Now it's time for a new segment that we've only done 3 weeks in a row. It's all the news worth knowing about. It's something we like to call the headlines. Kim Jong-un has banned Christmas in North Korea, but evidently activists are sending Bibles, food, and messages of hope. When asked for a comment, Kim Jong-un said, "There is no hope, don't bother sending them shit." Well, that's pretty depressing. A McDonald's restaurant in Columbus, Ohio was ordered to close after a customer said he found a crack pipe next to his hash browns and McMuffin. The man was later interviewed through a cloud of crack smoke. Coughing, he said, "These McDonald's combo meals are the fucking shit." Police in Georgia are looking for a woman who pretended to be a Waffle House employee, worked for hours, and stole cash. Patrons at the restaurant said she had khaki pants on and they just assumed she worked there. And finally, the Taco Bell 50K requires strong legs and a stronger stomach. Every fall, a group of Denver runners celebrates National Taco Day by running 31 miles using the fast food Mexican chain as aid stations. Real Mexicans waiting to cross the border saw the event and promptly turned back around and said, "Fuck, I'll take my chances with the cartel. Got some freaks up there in America." And those are the headlines. Woo! All right, guys, as we wind down our final regular season episode for 2023, thank you for listening this year. We will have a special bonus best of episode out later this week. I'll host it and we'll take a journey through what I refer to as the best of 2023 from the I Can't Complain podcast. And then we'll be back here next Tuesday with another episode to start 2024. 2023, what do you really say about it? It wasn't good. It wasn't bad. It's a year that will largely be forgotten. It's sandwiched in between a pandemic and an election year here in the United States. I think we'll look back on 2023 and we'll say, you know, I don't really remember much from that year except that Taylor Swift continued to dominate. She's putting out music. She's sleeping with football players. She's done it all this year. My top hat's off to you, Taylor. You won 2023. It got me thinking, though, maybe next year I'll turn this into a straight music podcast. All original music. I'll start sleeping with famous football players. I'll be sleeping with every member of the Chiefs. Taylor Swift, you're only sleeping with one member of the Chiefs, and I see how popular you are. I'm going to take on the entire 53-man roster. If you don't think I can handle 53 dicks at once, you're sadly mistaken. I can handle all the cocks in the locker room. Oh, no. That doesn't sound good. Maybe I'll focus on the music first, and I'll just let the dicks follow after that. Plus, I'll have to sleep with the coaching staff. Andy Reid, he's like 65 years old and morbidly obese. I'm not looking forward to sleeping with the coaching staff, but I'll do what I need to do. This podcast is going to new places in 2024. That's what I'm trying to say.
Beef Wellington is ready.
No, you are not cooking to get on that burn barrel, Jessica.
I made a beef Wellington.
That's not a beef Wellington, Jessica. That's a corn dog. You really have spent too much time in America. That's the Midwestern equivalent of the beef Wellington.
You want some or not?
Yeah, I want a plate.
You sure are in a good mood today. Why don't you finish this off in classic I Can't Complain style?
Oh, okay. Well, I do have a lot to complain about. This is good beef Wellington, Jessica.
Made it myself. Right under the desk in the burn barrel.
She's right. Let's finish out the year on a high note. I'm an acquaintance with someone online, guys. I'm not his friend, but I'm friends with him online. He's a nice guy, but evidently his best friend died like 6 months ago. And every single week since then, he gets online and he talks about how he can't cope with his friend's death. Would you just grow a pair, man? How long do we mourn our friend's death after they die? I'm sick of hearing about your friend, dude. When my dad died, sure, I grieved for a few hours and then I went outside and I played some basketball. And then I said, what are we having for dinner? And I moved on. My mom said we're having Midwestern beef Wellington, aka corn dogs. And I said, great, I'm glad dad's dead because I get more to eat now. And I have a few close friends, and if they died, sure, I would grieve, I would mourn their demise, but I'm sure as shit not going to erect a memorial shrine on my online social media pages. I'm not doing that shit. I'm going to be honest, I've told my friends that if they have a funeral at an inconvenient time, I probably won't even show up. The way I look at it, life goes on. I'm sorry, but I have a favorite hockey team, I've got season tickets, and even if I'm not in the arena, they're playing 3 or 4 nights a week. If you schedule your funeral, I like how I said schedule, like they have a choice. If you schedule your funeral on the same night as a hockey game, I ain't showing up. If you schedule your funeral on a Saturday or a Friday night, I ain't showing up. Basically what I'm saying is make your funeral happen on a Tuesday night when I have nothing else going on, or you ain't gonna see my ass there. This acquaintance I have online though, he's just all broken up. He's sad and I feel bad for him. I really do, but I'm just not that type of person, guys. And that's why if you're one of my friends and you die, it better be convenient or I'm not going to your funeral. I've got better things to do. I've got to sleep with the entire 53-man roster of the Kansas City Chiefs. I've got to blow Andy Reid under the bleachers. Shit, I got to throw on my top hat and khakis and go sell some cars. See you next year. Bye. I'm a nice person.
Oh yeah, you're real nice.
I'm a nice person, contrary to what you believe if you just listen to this show and you don't know me in real life. But I'm a nice person. But I do get upset when people are nicer than me. I'm the nicest person. You don't get to be nicer than me. I'm that type of nice person that I won't donate to your charity, but I will tell you to have a nice day as I walk away. Like, I ain't giving you shit.
Fuck y'all.
I might say have a nice day, but you ain't getting any of my money.
Bye.
Keep ringing that bell for those kids.
Be the next Tucker fucking Carlson or Rush Limbaugh, John. I think you could.
Because I ain't donating shit. If it was up to me, those kids would be going hungry. Happy holidays.
I think you could.
It's the end of the year. Time to empty out the drops. Goddamn, this show just keeps getting crazier as time goes on.
Oh, yeah. Nope.
He's just a plumber.
You should check out his show, the I Can Complain podcast.
I know, it's so funny. Just, I have to stop listening to it.
I'm residential. I'm white.
The whole thing is just that old Fuji song.
I gotta be honest with you, Jones. You gotta delete the fucking pot in the episode. That was awful. It's not good material.
Why am I asking these questions?
You are no better. I've had it. Jason, you should be a man instead of a whiny little boy. Call me a whore, you call me a bitch. You sit on the damn chat line. You come into my bedroom when I'm asleep. Wake me up for a piece of ass.
And as for Big Bird, you need to go back to Sesame Street, buddy.
ICanComplain.com is the home of this program. We're found everywhere that you find podcasts and even some places where you don't. 52 weeks, 52 episodes. Thank you for being here for all of it. We'll be back next year with more episodes. Bonus episode out later this week. The best of 2023. You guys take care, and I'll see you next year.
Do you ever wonder how this show became the way it became?
Every damn day, Jessica. Every damn day.
Do you love me?
Do I love you? We just met a couple of minutes ago. For all I know, you might be a pot-smoking, jaded, wild-eyed, radical dropout.
I am a pot-smoking, jaded, wild-eyed, radical dropout.
I love you.